natural woman, natural woman.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Addressing the UN today, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the backs of chairs as he began his speech. Dozens of delegates walking out to protest what some nations have declared a war crime for the killing and starvation of innocents as he goes after Hamas in Gaza, which he defends.
Thanks to the resolve of our people, the courage of our soldiers, and the bold decisions we took, Israel rebounded from its darkest day to deliver one of the most stunning military comebacks in history.
A looming government shutdown next week could see employees being fired, not just furloughed. The administration is now directing agencies to consider firing employees working on programs that are not consistent with the president's priorities. Without a deal, 2 million people could lose their health insurance. 20 million could see premiums as much as double if Obamacare subsidies come to an end. This is ABC News. They call her the devil, and it's easy to see why. ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas on a woman caught by law enforcers on both sides of the Mexican border.
Martha Alicia Mendez Aguilar was thought to be affiliated with the violent New Generation drug cartel. According to the National Counterterrorism Center, the woman nicknamed La Diabla, the devil, was responsible for luring pregnant women to remote locations in Mexico, performing illegal cesarean procedures, killing the women and harvesting their organs, and selling the newborns to U.S. couples for about $13,000. Officials haven't said how many women might have been victimized. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities in 14 African countries have arrested 260 people in romance scams, where perpetrators build online relationships to extract money from people looking for love in all the wrong places. Also, sextortion, where victims are blackmailed with explicit images or videos. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested 21 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Officials say 9 of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and/or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. A Democratic candidate for governor is targeting Green Bay area voters with a message about tailgateflation at Lambeau. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke at a park near Lambeau Field yesterday. Hong announced a new policy she would enact as governor to lower prices for tailgaters at Lambeau by promoting Wisconsin small businesses. Hong says the tailgateflation plan will lower prices of brats, burgers, buns, and more by developing a public bank that allows family farms, bakeries, meat processors, and butchers to access affordable capital so they can sustainably grow their business. Hong says the plan will promote more competition locally by driving down food prices for game day and beyond. Hong joins a field of other Democratic candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royce. On the Republican side, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and suburban Milwaukee business owner Bill Berrien threw their hats into the race. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers are bound for Dallas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight. The crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds this afternoon with the chance of a few sprinkles. High temperatures right around 70. Tonight, patchy fog possible late. Otherwise, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday will feel more like July than September. Sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. News always on demand for you at WGBW.fm. I have some baby food news that is being recalled because of lead. Yeah, that's not good. But 28 states affected by the baby food recall, including Wisconsin. So that is coming up in just a few short minutes on WGBW.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her?
Something, or anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
On 97.9 WGBW. Another keyword coming up at 11 as we go for the green and gold. It's your multi-state text to win contest, and we'll continue. Just need the Civic Media app downloaded and ready to text and win coming up at 11. Also, check your baby food, because Sprout Foods expanded their baby food recall for lead concerns. It's recalling additional Sprout Organic sweet potato, apple, and spinach pouches. Now, Wisconsin involved, Minnesota involved, about 28 states involved in the recall, and these pouches were sold at Walgreens and some online retailers. So check their website if you have any of the packages at home involved in the recall. Get your money back and don't feed it to your babies.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Streaming
TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, they'll never look back and think it's so, think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die.
So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Elvis on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 at WGBW. Priscilla sharing some Presley secrets in her new memoir that is available now. Another local news update is just minutes away right here on WGBW.
On August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every year in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake. What it's there for.
Hallelujah.
And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand.
Hallelujah.
Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Stay down. From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Fox Valley woman will be going to prison for going into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kenda Strobel-Neeft was sentenced in Outagamie Court yesterday to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel-Neeft went into homes under construction and turned on the faucets to purposely flood the house. They say Strobel-Neeft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel-Neeft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. The Packers' newest star player, Micah Parsons, will face his former team for the first time on Sunday when the Pack takes on Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Parsons' contract dispute with the Cowboys and subsequent trade to Green Bay was one of the biggest NFL stories of the summer. But Parsons still expects a warm welcome in Dallas, saying there's no hard feelings, on his part anyway. Parsons says he knows what a Dallas-Green Bay matchup looks like, and he predicts plenty of fan excitement for the Sunday night primetime matchup. One challenge he does expect: trying to sack his former mentor, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. But once the game kicks off, Parsons says nobody's talking about a trade. They're talking about winning the football game. Parsons won't be the only player on the field Sunday facing his former team for the first time. Longtime Packers player Kenny Clark was part of the trade deal with Dallas and will face the Packers for the first time as opponents. Clark was a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle during his 9 years with the Packers. Kickoff for Sunday's game is set for 7:20. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds this afternoon with the chance of a few sprinkles. High temperatures right around 70. Tonight, patchy fog possible late, otherwise mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday will feel more like July than September. Sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. September is World Alzheimer's Month, and there is a great walk that you can participate in. Details coming up.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Start your day with Dan Marcus and listen all day long.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Yeah.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Coming up tomorrow, the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Green Bay. That is going to be right there on the city deck, 1 and 2 mile walks available. If you want more info, get those on our community calendar at WGBW.fm. September happens to be World Alzheimer's Month, and they say one of the things that can lower your risk of Alzheimer's is doing exercise. And so, hey, walking is a great way to start.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
At Hazel and Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldandbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazel and Betty Ford Foundation.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. How about some sports news? Major League Baseball's opening day next season going to be exclusive to Netflix. And that agreement's going to last for about 3 years. Starting March 25th with San Francisco and New York, the Yanks and the Giants. More sports news at the top of the hour with Mike Clemens right here on WGBW.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue. Better get ready. Gonna see the light. Love, love is the answer. Ooh, and that's all right. So don't you give up. Look to your soul and open your mind.
Sir.
serving notice to the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark, Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Cheers at the UN as dozens of nations walk out on Israel's prime minister.
Order in the hall.
Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to fight in Gaza until Hamas is gone and slammed the nations that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
President Trump today says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is not about political retribution. The former FBI director was charged with two felony counts of making false statements and obstructing a congressional inquiry.
The president was asked who was next on his list, and while he said there wasn't a list, he thinks there will be more indictments of who he called, quote, corrupt radical left Democrats.
ABC's Karen Travers. Trump will be at Bethpage Black Golf Course on Long Island today, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. The big names are all there. This is ABC News. Word today, Grand Canyon National Park's North Rim, shut down by fire, will partially reopen Wednesday. We have a new hurricane, Umberto, now a Category 1, not on track to make landfall, but a developing tropical wave is likely to become a tropical depression today and could be a hurricane, could swipe the Carolinas sometime midweek next week. The gathering storm coming as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth convenes America's military brass.
Hundreds of admirals and generals are leaving their posts from airfields, at sea, and at tactical headquarters around the world. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth summoning all U.S. general officers and admirals in command positions and senior enlisted leaders to a meeting at the U.S. Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. But even those told to attend the meeting